I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret. And give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent.
What up, you guys? This is your boy D, the Great, and you're tuned into Finding Yourself. At a certain age, things are not misunderstandings or mistakes. It's your character. If you find yourself questioning your character, change it. Today, I am going to be giving you guys some steps that I took along my journey and that I'm still incorporating within my journey to find myself and become a better me. Hopefully, these steps help you guys, and hopefully, these things change you for the better. I'll be back after the break.
You know I ain't perfect. But you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light. You let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put it together to do our dog some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood.
What up? Welcome back. This is your boy D the Great. Don't ever think because you're losing, you'll never win. Every winner has a loss. Understand that we're not going to win everything. Understand that we will be let down. Understand that things happen. It is what it is. You're not going to get that big office job that you have worked so hard for. So what? It's not the end. Maybe that job wasn't for you. Understand that you're going to lose sometime. It's okay. It's not about what you lost. It's about what you do after you lost. When you're elevating forward, everyone won't. Stop trying to push your day ones since, your A1s since day one. Stop trying to push them to move forward with you. Some people aren't motivated like you. Some people aren't driven like you, and that's okay. It's up to you to change that. If they don't see you moving forward and pushing yourself to do better, and they're not trying to lead by your example, then you don't need them around you. Fuck them. And that's just plain and simple. That's just facts on top of fucking facts. Stop it. The path might get lonely, but it will shape you into knowing who and what is for you and what to appreciate. Understand that when you're doing better, people will turn on you. Understand that when you're moving forward, people will laugh at you. Understand when you're elevating, people will not fuck with you because they're so comfortable with being where they are and they don't want to move forward. They don't want better for themselves. It's up to you to understand, to leave them where the fuck they are and understand that this road is going to be a lonely motherfucking road. But once you get to the end of that road, it's going to be so worth the journey. Keep pushing. Your value becomes a priority and you learn it doesn't matter who comes, it will go. Staying true to you is what counts. I say this all the time. You have to stay true to you. You have to stay true and firm in what you believe in. You cannot put your feelings to the back and continue to accept everyone else's opinions or accept everyone else's views on you. You have to have your own views. You have to understand that your value is your biggest priority. If you do not understand what your priority is, you'll fail so hard at finding yourself. I'll be back after the break. Welcome back. Stop disrespecting yourself by saying yes when no is the real answer to the fucking question. We call it loyalty, love, friendship. When deep down inside, you just want acceptance and validations. Stop telling people yes to shit that you really just don't want to do. If you don't want to smoke the blunt, don't smoke the fucking blunt. If you don't want to drink, don't fucking drink. Be a fucking leader, not a follower. It's okay to not want to do something. It's okay to feel unaccepted. It's okay. Everything does not need acceptance. Everything does not need to have approval from other people. What's okay is approval from yourself. If these are not things that you do, then stop trying to do them to make everybody else happy. Validation is not something you need from someone. Validation is something that you need only from you and God. Validation is installed in you. Validation is something that you need to live by. Validation is something that you need to understand. Only you can give you that. Choose yourself because only you understand the change you want to see in you. Choosing yourself, and I cannot stress this enough, you have to choose yourself no matter what the situation is. A lot of us tend to choose people because we are in love with them. A lot of people choose to choose people because they're our family, they're our best friend. Fuck all of that. You have to choose yourself. You cannot keep choosing other people to make them happy because deep down inside, while you're choosing them, you're miserable inside. Stop being miserable. Fuck them too. Choose you. Understand, in order to find you, you must destroy yourself, rebuild yourself. That's when you'll fully understand loving you is all you needed. You got to understand people. In order to find out who you really are, you have to destroy that old layer, rebuild that new motherfucking layer, and fully understand loving you is all you'll ever fucking need. I know, I said that twice. It's definitely dope. I had to. But we never change as people because we get so comfortable with who we are. You'll never find out who you really are if you're going to continue to be who you don't want to be. In order to elevate and grow into that person that you say you want to become, you have to destroy that old person. You have to let that old person go. You have to understand that that old person is what's hindering you, what's holding you back. You can't allow that person to hold you back no more. You got to go for what you know, and that's developing a new you. Shape the new you. Fuck the old you. Last but not least, when you realize the cycle is a pattern and it continues to happen, it's because God showed you who they are and where he's guiding you. They're not supposed to fucking go, but your vision just don't see it. That's the fucking problem. God is showing you where you're supposed to go. God is showing you where you're supposed to be headed. But the only fucking thing you see is the illusion of everything else around you. Understand that that illusion is just that, a fucking illusion. Understand you know where you're supposed to go. Understand you know what you're supposed to be doing. Understand you know exactly who you want to become. But you're so busy being stuck on that illusion that you can't find the right motherfucking tools to understand where to go. Trust the process, people. Trust God. Trust your vision. Trust you. Trust what you want to do is best for you. I'll be back after the break.
Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, but I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. It's strange. It almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, to get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear song. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Faso, and Dre's brother Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. This is your boy, D the Great. So I'll leave you guys with this. The next time you feel defeated, the next time you feel unassured, the next time you feel like you're not doing what's right in order to complete this process of finding yourself, I want you to find a mirror. I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say, I want you to believe in what I'm about to tell you to repeat. I want you to look in that motherfucking mirror and I want you to let that mirror know, the only bitch that can stop me is that bitch in the mirror. Live it, believe in it, own it. Peace.